just as good-looking as his brother, though. If I was in the market to buy a place, I'd definitely call him. I roll my eyes at May and stand up before drool actually falls from my mouth. The picture of Mr. Mancini in the article is definitely drool-worthy. He's seated on a couch with a drink in his hand, staring out over the New York skyline like he owns the city. "Very eatable," Beth says and hands back the phone. "You mean edible?" I ask, returning to my dad, who throws up his hands. "I have a feeling Sam needs my help." We laugh as my dad shakes his head, walking down the hallway.
"So you like him?" Beth asks.
"No!" I screech.
"She does," Jake deadpans, like drool down her chin and heart eyes every time he walks by. "I give you props. Today must have been so hard."
"Shut up!" I throw wadded-up newspaper at him. "I would never date a man like Enzo Mancini. Not that he'd ever look for a girlfriend. I mean, he's about as soulless as Ted Bundy."
"Oh, comparing him to a serial killer. Could you, by chance, be in denial?"
May taps her lips. I narrow my eyes. "She's always liked unavailable men," Beth says, sliding to the edge of the couch. I pray she's going to have the baby so I can get out of this conversation. "Beth!" She laughs. May helps her to her feet when she sees my sister struggling. Seriously, I already secretly love my niece or nephew for putting my sister through this hell. "You always love the ones who don't want love. Remember Timmy Gross, senior year?"
"Other than his name, what was wrong with him?"
Jake asks, handing me a stack of plates. "He was the quarterback of the football team and asked Annie to senior prom, but then ended up skipping it altogether to head to a college party. She had to go stag."
"Thanks for that trip down memory lane, sis. Any other horrible times you'd like to bring up to boost my self-esteem?"
I break down a box, imagining it's Timmy's head.
"I keep telling you it's their loss, but this guy, he sounds like the kind of guy who will break your heart."
"Give me some credit. I'm 27 now. I know a bad boy when I see one, who would never commit. Besides, you'll be happy to know he doesn't even know my name, so everyone can just stay out of my love life." Beth takes a sip of water, one hand on her belly as she stares at me.
"Just reminding you. Remember, Sam has that cousin who really liked you at the wedding."
May cringes behind my sister's back because I told her all about the guy with the bad breath and a diamond stud who wouldn't leave me alone at my sister's wedding.
"Thanks, but I don't think he's my type."
Beth rolls her eyes.
"Oh, I can see that. I mean, he's a nice guy looking for a wife and excited to have a family. Definitely not Annie Stewart's type."
I've never been so happy to see my sister waddle away. May rushes over and sits on a stack of boxes.
"So, tell us for real, how was he to work with?"
"Well, after the strip tease and asking me to lick whipped cream off his abs," May's eyes are practically lighting up.
"Snap out of it," I scold. "It was horrible. And now Mr. Jacobson wants me to work on the coddle ad with him because I opened my big mouth in the meeting."
Jake stops and slides to the side of the box.
"You get to work on the coddle account?"
"Well, I mean, who knows? Mr. Mancini will probably squeeze me out."
"Do not let him. This is your big opportunity."
Jake's hands land on my shoulders.
"You better let me ride your rainbow all the way to the top with you."
I laugh. I'm pretty sure I'm going nowhere.
"It's the biggest account Jacobson and Earl have ever had a shot at. I heard the diapers account is only the beginning, that if we nail the diaper campaign, they'll shift everything over to us, a whole rebranding of all their product lines."
Jake's way more excited than I am.
"Pretty soon, you'll be out of Inwood and moving to the Upper East Side."
I roll my eyes. "Shut up. Honestly, nothing is going to happen." Jake raises his eyebrows and returns to unpacking boxes. May squeezes my forearm and gives me a smile. I take a moment to let it sink in, what it might mean if I actually get to contribute on the coddle campaign. It would do amazing things for my career. But working alongside Enzo Mancini presents its own challenges. Challenges I'm determined to meet.